This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, totally free. We give it away. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. And we go straight to the phones, to the fun. This is the show about your call. So let's start things out with Chris in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, hey. Chris. What's up?
I just have a quick question about the bill that Congress had passed, and it's going to the president's desk this week. I don't know if he signed it, but I was just wondering the name of the bill so I can look it up on the Internet.
Which bill? Are you talking about the torture bill?
Yes, where they can kidnap us, rape, torture, kill, mutilate, and then not tell anyone.
You know what? I don't know the name of the bill off the top of my head. We've been talking about it all week. You'd think we should know the name of the bill, right?
I haven't heard it discussed, so I just was wondering.
What I would do if I was you is go to downsizedc.org. They address the issue there, and they've got a campaign about it. I'm pretty sure they might actually mention what the name of the bill is. But why were you curious? You just wanted to look up the actual language or something?
Yeah, I just wanted to just get a broader, you know, I just wanted to know more about it, really.
There you go. So downsizedc.org, and if that doesn't work, then head over to bbs.freetalklive.com and post the question there. I'm sure one of our dedicated listeners will come up with the answer for you.
Thank you, man. I don't know what it takes to get people to listen, but people got to start doing something.
All you have to do is ask them. I mean, really, just ask them, and some people will say yes, some people will say no. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to Zach in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, I was calling. I have an update about the smoking ban situation here in Columbia, South Carolina.
Okay.
I called in last night. I forgot to say something. I wanted to give credit to the Free Staters for being an inspiration, because I remember you talking about them working hard to defeat a smoking ban, even the non-smokers. So, like, before this whole thing started, I didn't really plan on doing anything. Then I heard about them, and I was like, you know, I'm not a smoker, but I need to stand up for their rights and business owner rights. And
I think that's great, by the way. And that backs up what you had said earlier, Mark, about if just one person stands up, then it may encourage others to stand up. Maybe not in the immediate vicinity. In the case of Zach, he was hundreds of miles away, but nonetheless, the actions of the Free Staters encouraged him to stand up for freedom. And you had told us last night that there was going to be some sort of a big town meeting about this proposed smoking ban. What's the city that you're in there?
Columbia.
And I guess they were expecting a large amount of people, so they moved the venue to a larger venue. You and a bunch of the other libertarians in your college group were planning on doing some sort of an outreach or protest. So give us the latest. What's going on?
Yeah, so I got there tonight, and I didn't see anyone else there. And so first I was just sitting down. And then I thought again about Ian, how he said that down in Florida, oftentimes he'd be the only one out protesting the IRS building. So I thought, well, I'm the only one here, but I could still stand up and hold my sign. And it ended up no one else showed up, even though some people told me that they were going to be there to protest with me. No one else showed up, and if they did, they didn't find me and come talk to me.
Did you have a cell phone or a way for them to communicate with you?
Well, we just communicated with email, and then I was standing out in front with my sign.
So these individuals who had told you that they were going to be there, are they people that you've met in person at this point, or just people via email?
No, just email, because our group's just starting up, and we have a group online right now, and we haven't all actually gotten to meet in person.
I see.
So we're hoping to be able to do that soon, though.
Anyway, I'd like to, just before you go on, I'd like to speak to that particular thing, and that is that, you know, obviously you having not met these individuals probably a contributing factor, and if they were actually there and didn't find you, then I would expect that they would have sent out an email saying, hey, Zach, where were you? We were there at whatever time we were there, and we couldn't find you. Where were you? But since you didn't get any emails like that, and have you even gotten any emails like, Zach, I'm sorry I didn't make it?
Oh, well, I haven't gotten a chance to go home yet. I just got out of the meeting.
I see. Oh, that's right. It was tonight. So you're actually calling us from right after the meeting. In that case, maybe there were some excuses. I just want to say to anybody, not just you, Zach, but to anybody organizing any sort of a volunteer outreach opportunity like this, whether it be an OPH booth, outreach booth, or a protest in this case, you have to expect people to bail out on you. These are volunteers They're some of them can be a little bit flaky. You got to appreciate the hell out of them when they really show up. And sometimes there's a little bit of hand-holding that has to go on. You know, you have to call them in advance, remind them that the event is going on. They really, it's like a care and feeding of volunteers, essentially. Once they do show up, let them know how much you really appreciate that you showed up and how much of a difference they made at the end of the event. Thank them again for coming. And, you know, you really want to keep good relations with these people, but don't be shocked. Don't be dismayed when they disappoint you, because it's inevitable that they will. So with that in mind, what happened tonight?
Well, I ended up getting to speak. It was towards the end, so I got to hear most of the other people speak, which that was actually nice. But it almost sickened me. There were so many people for the band, and they were getting stupid arguments. And so by the time I got up there, I just decided to basically refute all of their arguments. And our student body president was one of the first people to speak, and he said, well, I represent the 27,000 students at the university, and we're for this smoking ban. So the first thing...
You don't represent me,
there,
pal.
I said, well, he may represent some of the people at some of the students here, but he definitely doesn't represent me. And then I just went on, and some guy said, well, this is a democracy, and the people clearly don't want to have to breathe smoke. And I said, well, no, we're a republic, which is exactly why we're talking to the city council, which is the representative. And then someone said, well, you don't have a right to smoke. It's not written in the Constitution, but you do have a right to breathe clean air. So I said, well, if we don't have a right to smoke because it's not in the Constitution, the right to breathe clean air is not in the Constitution either, so... which way are you going to go?
What you do have is a right to the life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And the pursuit of happiness includes the ability to own and set rules for property. Were you able to bring that the property point up?
Well, yeah, because most of the people were just complaining, saying, oh, well, this is bad for my health, and I shouldn't be subjected to this. And mm-hmm. I got it there, and that was actually one of my main points. I said, this isn't about the right of people to smoke or the right of people to breathe clean air. This is the right of business owners to run their businesses, their private properties, how they want to. And some of the people, again, complained, well, they shouldn't be allowed to smoke in public places. So I said, businesses are not public places. They are private places that they allow people to enter. A government building or any building that is paid through taxes is a public place. A business is a private place funded voluntarily by its customers.
Well said, Zach. I mean, congratulations to you for getting up there and doing that. I'm curious about the format, though. I mean, you're sort of relating it as though that it sounds almost like people were able to rebut you as you were there, or were you just sort of going down point by point a list of things that you wanted to respond to? Did you have like a certain set amount of time, or were the council members or other people able to interject?
No, we only had 3 minutes each to speak, and so I came near the end, so I'd heard everyone else speak.
Got
and
it.
That's the way to do
them.
It.
And and one of the other things people were saying, well, we had this new smoking ban at the university, and we should have it citywide. And the two things I said were, well, the university is a private organization, and we voluntarily decided to do that, and if you don't like it, you can leave. And also... the thing that's happened here is people aren't smoking in buildings, they're just smoking right outside, and so that really hasn't helped anything.
I'm curious, did anybody approach you afterwards, or did anybody come up to you and comment?
Someone did come up and talk to me. I actually left before the whole meeting was over, but this guy from a newspaper came up and gave me a card and got his name. I didn't get a chance to talk to him tonight, but I'm going to look at the website and...
Yeah, follow up with him as soon as possible. He's probably got a deadline. He's probably got an article he's writing, and he's probably going to want to hear from you. If he asks you to give him a call, definitely give him a call. Zach, awesome job, man. Way to go, and keep us up to date on what happens there. We appreciate hearing from you as always, sir. 800-259-9231. That's what it takes.
Yeah. Being out there and doing something.
Getting out there, having the courage to stand up against what appears to be a majority and speak your mind and tell people about freedom. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
taking you to nonpartisan places you've never been to, and leaving you there.
Do you think the country would be better off without the two parties? I mean, if we just got rid of that little D and that little R next to the legislators' names, would the sky fall? I can see almost no downsides to something like that, and a ton of potential advantages for America.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin, the opinions of a new generation. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. Put your thinking caps on. Ready? Which of the following tops the list of inventions people could not live without? Telephone, light bulb, or automobile? The answer may surprise you when we come back.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com. BG.
What's nearest and dearest to our hearts? Sorry, Alexander Bell and Ben Franklin, it's the automobile. According to a poll conducted by the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, the automobile was chosen by 63% of respondents. The light bulb, phone, and TV, in that order, trailed behind our beloved cars. Surprisingly, as much as we depend on our vehicles, we often neglect them. During this season of giving, why not give your car an annual inspection? Then you won't have to live without the invention you can't live without. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It Fabrics got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, of course, at freetalklive.com. Get interactive on the bulletin board system, bbs.freetalklive.com. Get you to it. There's over 130,000 posts, over 1,200 people interacting. Lots to talk about, too. Serious issues, as well as fun stuff, all being discussed on the BBS. bbs.freetalklive.com. And you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice For more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. In fact, we just got off the phone with Zach in South Carolina, and he had pointed out that he actually went to a city council meeting tonight in order to talk out against this pending smoking ban that they're talking about initializing in the city. And he said that he was actually inspired by what was going on with the Free State Project in that, I think it was earlier, or last year, I think, where, it was either last year or early this year, where Free State Project members who have actually moved into the state were able to stop a smoking ban from happening statewide here in New Hampshire. And I think it's important to note that this is what's going to happen, hopefully, in a major way, when the Free State Project begins to take off, when more people continue to arrive in the Free State, or in New Hampshire, and start working towards making it the Free State, people around the country, hopefully, will be inspired by what they see happening in New Hampshire and say, you know what, I may not be willing to move to New Hampshire, but doggone it, you know, that really makes me want to do something here. Instead of just sitting around and watching my freedoms being flushed down the drain, I'm going to step up and start leading the freedom movement in the state that I live in. Because that's what we'd really like to see, right, Mark? Is to have not only New Hampshire be the freest state, but have them inspire freedom movements, active, thriving freedom movements all across the country.
Well, I think we first have to get the Free State Project enacted. We have to get 20,000 people to sign up. And then, in 5 years, those 20,000 people have to move. And once they do, then you'll start seeing freedom occurring in New Hampshire, and then people can start being inspired. Currently, there's some things going on in New Hampshire, but it's smaller stuff than will happen when there's 20,000 people here.
Sure, and it's smaller stuff than will happen when there's 1,000 people here, which is why we're promoting the first 1,000 pledge. So the real pioneers of liberty are going to get here first and start getting things active, which will hopefully stir up those remaining several thousand that we're going to need to make it to 20,000, because I think we're still over just over 7,000 as far as the signers are concerned for the Free State Project at this point. So something's got to get people excited and motivated to sign up, and I think that's what the first 1,000 pledge is going to be all about.
Sign it today.
Yep, at freestateproject.org as we go to the phones and to Don in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Don.
How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
First off, New Hampshire is doing good, but Vermont's actually considering, succession, and they're also talking about impeaching, and stuff like that. I mean, they're doing more than anybody else is right now.
Well, I don't know. Just because there's a secession movement doesn't mean that Vermont is talking about secession. It means that there's some people in Vermont talking about secession, which is great, just like there are people in New Hampshire talking about secession as well.
I think their progress is doing pretty good right now. I mean, they have most of their Congress or their most people that are actually, their representatives and stuff like that talking about, basically getting out of the union.
I entirely support it. I think they should absolutely secede. I don't want to have anything to do with Vermont because they're pretty much a socialist state. And so I'm not interested in joining their secession, but if they're successful in seceding, that'll set the pace for the rest of us that want to secede as well.
Now, I crossed the Vermont border today. Does that mean that there'll be checkpoints when we go into Vermont?
I don't know. I'm not too hip on socialists and stuff like that, I'm tired of the Democrat socialists, and I'm tired of the the Republican fascist. Mm-hmm. But something's got to... Something's got to give.
Something does have to give. I agree.
Reason why I called, though.
Okay, what's up?
I was thinking about Aaron Russo. You've seen his flick. America, freedom to fascism.
Mm-hmm.
Right. What do you think his next project should be? I think it actually should be John Perkins' Confessions of an Economic Hitman.
I don't know what that is.
It's a book.
Are you
Very
saying you should
book.
Turn that book into a movie? Is
Hamlet,
it a fictional
yes.
book? I mean, is it fiction?
No.
So
I haven't read it, so I have nothing to
read
say.
Read it.
What's it about?
I started late on it. I just got it from the library, and I'm up to the 15th chapter right now, and I'll tell you what, every American should read this, too.
Can you give us an executive summary of what you've learned so far?
It's about people that are hired on to corporations that think that they're doing good for other countries, you know, that are less basically endowed with power and stuff like that, you know, very poor countries.
Mm-hmm.
And they move in, you know, their people to, you know, build a bunch of infrastructure and stuff like that, you know,
okay.
Make them basically agree to, you know, the IMF and the banking industries, you know, loans and stuff like that. They think they're getting a lot of stuff back, and when the payment comes due and they find out that they have no money to pay for it and stuff like that, then they're basically, you know, told to say, hey, well, then you have to agree with us on, you know, any UN this or that, or this or that, or you got to give us this or that.
And
know,
they,
oil
are, they buy their policy, essentially?
Excuse me?
They buy their policy, essentially?
They buy them out, personally.
These are corporations doing this? You're saying?
Well, it's a corporation. It's like, you know, the CIA owning Coca-Cola down there, you know. It's corporations that are, you know, floating around down in the, you know, all the, well, not just down in, you know, where he's talking about it first and the chapters I've gone through and stuff like that. But it's
sounds
all
like it would make
world.
A. It sounds like it's a bit of a confusing read, but maybe it would make a better movie. Thank you for the call, Don. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Niall in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amplifier line. Hello, Niall.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen.
Hello, sir. What's up?
Well, today I sort of did my own, I don't know, protest, even though maybe nobody'd even notice. This last summer of the city that I live in, Logan, Utah, which is, ironically enough, the exact same size as King, it's about the exact same size university there, so it's kind of similar like that.
Okay.
But anyway, the socialists in the city council passed, against overwhelming opposition, a mandatory recycling program.
Oh, boy.
Every citizen is basically required to participate. So everyone, they came around and dropped off these big blue bins to every single house.
Yeah, these things are incredible money losers. It costs a lot of money to recycle, and it just the community doesn't get it back.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, in addition, it wasn't just that they were dropping off the bins; they just added it to your bill. Not even tax bill, but it was essentially. They bill you for that, and everybody has to pay it.
I want to find out what your protest was. Hang on, Niall. We're going to come back to you. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Will, Keith, on the line. Ladies, your calls come first. If you make them, 1-800-259-9231. Mandatory recycling. Is recycling all it is cracked up to be? Well, the answer is no. We'll get into details coming up. You take control. It is Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. It's basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Absolutely. Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
If you're thinking about replacing your home's windows, think Sears. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt in for easy cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and save $375 on select styles. Trust Sears for professional installation, convenient financing options, and best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call Sears now at 1-800-393-8378 and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now, 1-800-393-8378. That's 1-800-393-8378.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed. And there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. Everything there is totally free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens and dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo, which means that in the picture, they're proving that they listen to the show. You can see what I mean by going to shrine.freetalklive.com. Again, shrine.freetalklive.com as we go back to Niall in Utah. Niall, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
And it's great to be back.
Indeed, sir. So give us a quick recap. You were planning a protest. What was it over?
A mandatory recycling ordinance that was passed in the town that I live in.
Ah, yes. I'm shocked that they didn't actually already have one of these.
Well, it's a relatively new thing to Utah. Virtually no cities have it, even in Salt Lake and some of the larger areas. But for some reason, Logan got the great idea, at least the city council did. Faced tremendous opposition by virtually everybody outside of the city, even among a lot of the college students. And we've sort of been getting spontaneous rebellions on this, completely unrelated to ideas of freedom or liberty or libertarian outreach or anything like that. You know, they dropped off the big bins a couple months ago, and every morning up at the city hall, people were just wheeling the bins back to city hall and just leaving them there.
Wow.
Doors all over the lawn.
I'm shocked at that. I'm really shocked at that because it seems like most people are easily duped into this idea about recycling. It's a feel good program. It makes it sound like you're helping save the world, and most people are ready hand over heels to do whatever it takes to participate.
As though it really is that great for the environment, and you know,
it's not. I've got some statistics on that. We'll talk about that in a moment. But what was your protest going to be?
Well, I've been moving out of Logan, and I was cleaning up one of my properties today from a renter who just moved out and kind of left it a wreck. kind of a lot like how you guys just went through yourself. And, well, I just kind of like ankle deep, not knee deep, but trash, like dishes and old clothes and all this sort of, like nothing really worth saving, but just like, well, it's a lot of work to do. So I brought in the regular garbage can and got the garden rake and just raked it in a lot of it into piles and just sort of picked it up and put it in there. But it filled up pretty quick. And, you know, I'm driving actually like 150 miles or so just to do this, so I don't want to keep having to come back just to do that because I have one little garbage can.
Okay.
So just for the heck of it, I grabbed the blue bin that's been sitting there, neglected and sad ever since it was dropped off, and filled it to the very, very top with everything that is not recyclable. So we're talking...
So you used it as as an extension trash can, basically.
That extension, I mean, just, you know, those are big bins, and I filled it up. There was a couple little bins full of dirt for some reason, and I mean, there was like old crusty clothes and dirty diapers and all this kind of stuff. And I filled it all the way up to the very brim. I jumped up and down on it, pushed down the trash until there's about, I got everything in there, until there's only about 2 or 3 inches at the top. I just covered it with newspaper and wheeled it up to the curb, and I left it there. It's still sitting there waiting to get picked up.
Well, I mean, they're going to find out about that, man. I mean, they're going to... Don't they pick it apart? How do they deal with it when they come to pick it up? They don't just dump it in the back of the truck.
They do just have a truck that comes and picks it up just like the garbage truck, and I just think it's funny that they'll have the cans and the newspapers and stuff. There's going to be a crap load of nasty stuff.
Aren't you concerned about getting... Aren't you? I mean, this is mandatory recycling, which means that there's a punishment, likely a misdemeanor, for not participating. Aren't you concerned about that?
No. What are they going to do? I don't have
slap
any money.
You with a misdemeanor. They're going to slap you with a misdemeanor and possibly put you in jail over this.
No, nah, that's okay.
All right. Let us know what happens, Niall. Thanks for the call, man.
One other thing real quick.
Yeah.
One other thing real quick for Mark.
Yes, sir.
The wise man once told me, when things get tough, it's important to remember that life is not a struggle. It's a wiggle.
Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. I think you have to ruminate on that one a little bit, Mark.
I don't have any idea what that means.
That's why you have to ruminate. Hey, I want to share something from Matt. He emails in. It's related here. It's called, he says, I had to write an essay for English class, and I thought you might be interested. The title, Don't Recycle. Recycling, everybody does it. It's good for the environment. It gives you a nice feeling of giving something back to the world, says Matt. Recycling is a high moral status, and you're thought less of if you don't recycle. Recycling is such a high moral status, mostly due to children coming home from school with misinformation and intimidating their parents into recycling. One poll reveals that 63% of children have told their parents to recycle. But is recycling what it's cracked up to be? What these children have learned is not based on fact or science, but instead based upon left-wing ideology. One argument for recycling is that we're running out of landfill space. You see this in the recycling propaganda, images of miles of rubbish. The truth be told, there's no shortage of landfill space. It would take up approximately 9 square miles of land. That's only 10,297th of England's land space. Landfill sites are well-engineered pieces of land. At the end of, I think that means if you took all the landfills and put them into one place. At the end of each day, they look like a well-groomed construction site. When the site is finished with, can become a field for farming or a golf course. The methane produced from a landfill is siphoned off and piped to a power plant, where it can be used to power lots of houses. What about the claim that recycling saves trees? Paper comes from trees, so we grow trees to make paper, like we grow potatoes to make chips. So if everyone suddenly stopped eating chips, there would be less potatoes 1 year from now. So, are there endangered potatoes because we use them? I don't think so. If we stopped eating bread, the wheat population wouldn't grow, it would fall. Most of the trees we use to make paper grow on tree farms.
Yes.
Trees are a renewable resource. 87% of the trees in the tree industry are planted for paper. Research all over the world has been done, and the facts are recycling does not save trees. We have 3 times as many trees now as we did in 1920. It is because of the demand for more paper that the amount of trees has increased. Recycling paper is bad for the environment, as is recycling, and recycling is a manufacturing process. One lorry comes and picks up your newspapers or whatever, and then a second lorry, not the lorry picking it up in your neighborhood, then goes to a recycling center, which uses energy and produces pollution. Then more paper is put into a recycling lorry, I presume that means a truck or something, and taken to a paper mill about 250 miles away, where it is de-inked and bleached, leaving behind a mushy, scummy chemical slough. What are you going to do with that? The paper, then the paper pulp.
Excellent question.
It's turned back into paper using equipment that blasts out more smoke into the air. So if you really want to protect the environment, read the same newspaper over and over again, or just watch television and don't buy things on paper. Then they'll make less paper, then there will be fewer trees. Just like if we eat fewer chips, there won't be as many potatoes grown. So you want more trees? Then waste more paper. Other claims made by recycling advocates are equally problematic. Recycling does not save resources. It, in fact, costs about 3 times more money to recycle your rubbish than it does to throw it away. Except for aluminum. Well, you can feel good again. This is why you see people, tramps for instance, walking around collecting cans. A lot of subsidies hide the true cost of recycling. Subsidies are when the government takes tax money from you by force. All tax money is taken from you by force and spent on something that you wouldn't be willing to pay for on your own in the free market. Subsidies support questionable or obsolete businesses in the name of the public interest because the government doesn't trust you to do what's good for you on your own. Your local governments have net losses on recycling every single year. Recyclers are not better citizens. They're just ill-informed. So save the environment, save the trees, stop pollution, and when Christmas comes, put all of your wrapping paper into one big bag and throw it away. From Matt. And you know what I think he's done there, and I don't know if this was an influence on him, but he's sort of like compressed an episode of Penn and Teller's BS down into an essay for his English class, because Penn and Teller in the fantastic Showtime series BS has a great half an hour that really just decimates all of the myths about recycling with citable sources, real information. In fact, they go back to what originally started the program way back, I think it was in the mid-1980s was when it was started. It was this EPA bureaucrat, essentially, that totally manufactured this concept and foisted it on the rest of America. And it's just despicable what they've done. It's just a program that's full of lies. It turns out that it's essentially just a make-work program for government bureaucrats to have jobs that absolutely have no use in the marketplace.
There has to be 3 times as many garbage men to pick this stuff up because there's all these different bins.
1-800-259...
They come on different days, they drive different trucks.
800-259-9231, it's all a big scam, so just throw stuff away. I haven't recycled in years. More on the way, you take control, it is Free Talk Live.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hey, want to know a natural healing treatment that's been around for thousands of years? Salt products. Now Soleil Wellness brings these natural healing products to your home. Easy to use, non-toxic, and 100% natural, these products help to give you great physical, mental, and spiritual results. Heated salt pills for earaches and back pain, salt pipes to relieve respiratory ailments, bath salts release toxins as they soften and rehydrate the skin. Pretty salt lamps to ionize the air and reduce EMF radiation. So many different salt products available for you. It's time to let the secret out. Visit Soleil Wellness at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and we only have moments remaining. And this is the Wednesday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark?
The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Still just enough time for your call if you make it now. 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got archives going back an entire year for free. Live streaming, bulletin board system. We give it all away. Unlike those other talk shows that want to charge you money for their websites, we do it for free. But we do ask that if you appreciate what we're doing on Free Talk Live, not only the fact that we give you everything for free, but maybe you just appreciate the message, the pro-freedom, pro-liberty message that we're delivering here six nights a week on this show, we ask that you voluntarily support the show via the AMP program. Advertise, market, and promote is what it stands for. And the idea is simple. You send us $3 a month, and we turn it around into more radio stations broadcasting the show, more people listening to Free Talk Live, and thereby more new people hearing the message of freedom and liberty every single night, well, six nights a week.
And ensuring that Free Talk Live continues on in the future.
Exactly right. And there's over 280 of our listeners that have already signed on to the AMP program. You can go there as well, amp.freetalklive.com. You'll learn about the different areas in which we're spending your $3 a month. There's a variety of different areas. There's different things that it takes to get stations on board and that sort of thing, advertising, hardware, and more. The fact is, it's working. Your AMP dollars are making a huge difference in getting the message of freedom and liberty out in a way that no other pro-freedom organization has ever been able to do in the history of the pro-freedom movement. And I'm pretty positive and pretty confident in making a claim like that. No one's ever been able to spread the message as fast or as effectively, I think, as Free Talk Live.
You might be right. I'm want to believe what you have to say, but
amp.freetalklive.com is the place to go to get more information. Plus, you'll also find out some of the perks that you get, like access to classic archives, access to the Amplifier-only forum, and more. Like the Amplifier-only call-in lines. For instance, Will is on the line, on an Amplifier line, with Free Talk Live. Hello, Will.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind, sir?
I was listening to your podcast where you were talking the other night about animal rights and animal torture.
Yeah.
I just had a comment relating to that. My point was that there's really, like, unless the person is living in a neighborhood association or something where there's a deed restriction that prevents animal torture, I don't think there's anything you could do to the person outside of ostracization because, basically if you tried to take them to arbitration, which you seem to indicate you could, like, what if they just said, well, you know, I'm not going to go?
You can't, an arbitrator's not going to take your case if what you're saying is that, well, this person has been abusing their animals. If there's no contractual agreement that states that they won't be abusing animals, then you don't have a case. I mean, there's no way an arbitrator would even want to look at that, I don't think.
Right. The other day you seem to indicate that
Or, you know, I'll just take the person to arbitration, but...
No. That was only under the... we were talking about this crazy scenario that, you know, the guy's whipping his dog in his backyard and somebody really feels strongly about it, so they kidnap the dog. At that point, then yes, you could be taken to arbitration because you've taken that man's property. Does that make sense?
Right, yeah. Yeah, that, of course, you could.
Any other thoughts on this one?
Yeah,
thanks, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. So there's a little miscommunication there, I think.
I think so, too.
Let's talk to Keith in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Keith.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up?
I listened to last night's show, and I have just a couple quick comments.
Okay.
The World Can't Wait. It's worldcantwait.org, and there's no apostrophe or anything like that. And it's got nothing to do with the economy or gas. So I just wanted to clear that up.
We went to their website and we read a little excerpt from it. It does have to do with not buying anything, though.
Oh yeah, but it doesn't have anything to do with the economy. It's just they want to impeach Bush, and actually I'm part of it too. But
so you're gonna not buy anything tomorrow? Come on, man.
Yeah, I don't buy things most days actually, so it's pretty easy.
Oh. Okay.
But another point.
You win.
Something else real quick.
Why is Bush going to care about that, though? I mean, since you're behind this organization, why is Bush going to care if you don't go and buy stuff tomorrow? How's that going to affect him at all?
I don't actually know. Actually, it's not just buying stuff. That's a very minor part of it. What it really is you're not supposed to work. You're not supposed to go to school. You're not supposed to buy stuff. You're supposed to go out to the streets and demonstrate. There's 190 cities, at least, that are demonstrating, stuff like that. And then you're supposed to, like, call up Bush and stuff like, you know.
Oh yeah, and I'm all for demonstrations and everything, but it just seems that the whole not buying stuff is totally irrelevant and just useless. I mean, what if I'm going to the protest and I realize I've forgotten a poster board? Well, what am I not supposed to go to Office Max or whatever, Office Depot, and buy some poster boards so I can go to the protest? Just ludicrous. Was that all you had for us, Keith?
No. Okay. Also, someone called in about the advocates.org Operation Fully Homeless booth.
Yeah.
If you do that, and the guy, I forgot his name, from South Carolina, if he does that, he needs to, or anyone else, should always send the advocates pictures. Because, like, if you go to the advocates right now, you go to their website, you'll see pictures from what I called about last month and told you about the Operation Fully Homeless booth that I did.
Theadvocates.org is their website, and it's a great organization. Totally support what they're doing. And, Keith, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231. That is the toll-free number. Just enough time for... Yeah?
I have
raising your hand?
Email question.
Oh. Well, I wanted to get a quick story out there, and then maybe we could hit the email question here. What happens when you mix alcohol and firearms?
Nothing good.
Generally. Nothing good, especially not in St. Augustine, Florida, where a sheriff's deputy showing a handgun to his friends at his birthday party, of all places, accidentally fired a fatal shot to his face.
Oh, my God.
Matt Barnes, 26, told guests at the Friday night celebration that his .45 caliber department-issued service revolver was not loaded. According to St. John's County's Sheriff's Office, he pulled the trigger at about 10:30 p.m., pronounced dead at the scene. He'd been a deputy for 2 years, was off duty at the time of the accident. They said alcohol was believed to have been involved, you think? it's a tragic, tragic story, says the sheriff. He was there with 7 or 8 friends. Sometime during the evening, he picked up the handgun and was showing it around when it accidentally discharged, killing him. No, the handgun does not accidentally discharge. You pulled the trigger, Deputy Barnes. You pulled the trigger because triggers don't pull on their own. Okay, yes, if you drop a gun, yes, there could be enough sort of momentum that could initialize to where the trigger could pull, and that could be considered an accident. But in that case, it's very unlikely that your face is going to get shot in.
Well, can't you accidentally pull the trigger?
I suppose you could accidentally put your finger in the trigger guard and accidentally pull the trigger if you were a drunken fool playing around with a firearm.
Well, he was a drunken fool playing around with a firearm, that's for
sure. And he got what he deserved. All right, what's your email here?
From Ben.
Mr. Mark.
To the two hosts, how did you discover libertarianism?
But that was it, huh?
Yeah, that
okay.
Was it. It's a real short one.
That was, you know what? I don't remember the exact path, but it'll go, I think it goes something like this. I was 16 and convinced by my friends to smoke marijuana for the first time against my government indoctrination from DARE class in the 5th grade. And I did try it, and I discovered that I had been lied to. And I think that was my first real revelation that the government wasn't exactly being honest with me, and it made me wonder about what other things I wasn't being told the truth about, and it made me want to learn more about marijuana. So in my search, learning about this plant, I inevitably discovered the libertarian movement and found Harry Brown, the candidate for president in the year 2000. And when I registered to vote in 1998, I registered as a libertarian. So I've pretty much been a libertarian right out of high school. And I think I credit marijuana for leading me in that direction.
My answer to that question is I think I've read term libertarian a couple of times in magazines like Imprimis and sort of small government sources like that. But I didn't even have a scope as to what small government meant before I met you. I think we had a conversation in the studio of WYNF mm-hmm. one day, and you posited all kinds of small government solutions that I had never even considered that the government could go that small. Are you kidding? We won't be safe. And, you know, you've talked about drug legalization, and I can see pot legalization, but are you talking about crack?
Yes.
What, crack?
Yeah.
So,
so it was all my fault.
Yeah, pretty much. It's pretty much you.
I'm responsible.
Introduced me to libertarianism.
But it's you who were open-minded enough to look at it as
sure.
an option and follow the path, and you've become much more principled over time.
How many years ago was that?
It was years ago. I don't know. When did you start working there? Late 90s? 99?
Yeah, it was something like 99 that. I started working
so there.
So there
you go. That would have been 7 years now? It's hard to believe, isn't it?
Can't be.
So, hey, the lesson learned for tonight from Deputy Matt Barnes is don't mix alcohol and firearms. In fact, please don't mix any sort of drugs and firearms. It's just not a good idea. I mean, I'm all for having a good time and everything, but as soon as somebody pulls out a firearm, the good time is over. And do whatever you can to either get the hell out of there or disarm that individual. Because if you are inebriated or you are under the influence of anything beyond being totally sober, you don't need to be handling firearms. And even if you think a gun is unloaded, never point it at another person, and certainly don't point it at your face.
Don't put your finger in the trigger until you intend to pull it.
To shoot somebody, exactly. It's Benny in here with you.
And Mark.
And we'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.